everybody, welcome into another episode of the Bills Wire podcast. I am one of your hosts, Jeremy Uhas. Thank you guys for tuning in on this weekend edition's episode. We have a really special guest here coming up. I'll preview that in a second, but this just is going to be a pretty short episode. I had a great conversation with Bills veteran linebacker Lorenzo Alexander, who is in Atlanta this weekend for the Super Bowl. Actually, this evening, Saturday, he is actually in town to see if he will be announced as the winner of the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award. And it's hosted by comedian Steve Harvey. So we'll see if Lorenzo, who's very deserving and does a ton of charitable work and work in the Buffalo community and back home in his hometown of Oakland. So we're excited to see if that comes to fruition for Lorenzo. Had an opportunity to talk to him about the season and kind of looking forward, and also about Character Playbook, an NFL initiative. That's a digital course that really builds character in addition to the academic side of youth in school. It's also trying to build those soft skills, and Lorenzo has been an ambassador of this program that the NFL and United Way have been partnering in this initiative. So we talk about that a little bit and talk about the team. So I hope you guys really enjoy this short conversation with Lorenzo, and we're hoping to get him, you know, obviously back on next year as he'll probably play his final season after signing his one-year contract with the team. He sounded pretty excited to get going and has lofty expectations for the Bills next season. So I hope you enjoy my conversation with Bills linebacker Lorenzo Alexander. Hey, Lorenzo, I appreciate very much you taking the time to speak with me here. I wanted to jump right in and ask the first question about, you know, your new one-year deal with the Buffalo Bills and coming back for another season, being a great mentor for the younger players, and just your kind of overall impressions and how much you're looking forward to returning next season.
Yeah, I'm excited. You know, we have a great core of youth players on our football team, from, you know, Josh Allen and Tremaine Edmonds, obviously highlighted. But, you know, you think about young guys that didn't get Levi Wallace. You think about Robert Foster, Zay Jones, who came on strong. Matt Milano, that took a huge step forward. Obviously, Joe Davis and what he's been doing on the outside. It's just fun to be around these guys. You know, I'm like their onk. That's what they call me in the locker room. So right. To be able to be around them, to help lead them, show them what it looks like to be a professional, consistency you need to have on and off the field. Because I truly believe, you know, if you're a great father, husband, person in the community, it only makes your life in the football field better as well, because it's consistency. You're not changing who you are, you know, being this great football player, but then being a subpar man, as I would call it. So just trying to show them what that looks like, giving them a genuine picture, you know, with my family, bringing them, my kids around, my wife around. And then, you know, just showing them how I've made it so far, you know, how I take care of my body, you know, how I watch film, all those little things. So I'm definitely looking forward to that part. And then I'm looking forward to going out there and balling with them. You know, I just don't want to be this old guy on the side, just telling, yeah, hey, do it like this, do it like that. I want to be out there having fun with them. And so next year I want to continue to improve, you know, become a better pass rusher from the inside, especially. And just help dominate next year so we can get back into the playoffs, because I really do think that we have a group of guys that can make a run. But it just starts with having some confidence. Obviously, starts in the offseason, putting that work in and really making sure that we are hitting on all cylinders when the season opens next year.
Right. And a new special teams coach, too, and Heath Farwell. He kind of mentioned, you know, you and gave you a shout-out when he was interviewed at the Senior Bowl. Week last week, and he said, you know, that you guys had some battles back and forth when he was a player.
Yeah.
And just, you know, kind of how that's going to mesh. I mean, it's kind of cool that you're going to be coached by someone you played against.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. I mean, obviously, he's young, energetic, has played the game at a high level. He's actually prevented me from going to one of my Pro Bowls on special teams early in my career. Heath is a great person, great guy. Got a chance to talk to him this week. And, you know, being a leader now, I'm going to definitely help him, whatever he needs, you know, as far as communicating to guys, being an example, because even though I'm playing defense and, you know, become a starter in that sense, I still love playing special teams. And if you ever want to have any success, especially as an undrafted guy, if you're not getting your chance right away, mm-hmm. even, you know, you know, guys that are expected to play some offensive defense. You want to be able to go out there and impact the game as much as you can, and special teams gives you another opportunity. So I'm going to be his mouthpiece from the player perspective and get this thing going, because last year, you know, we didn't play well enough as players on teams, and it gave up some big plays that actually cost us games. And the whole idea for special teams is to be the X factor. And then we have situations to win games, and hopefully this year we can get those things corrected and get things going in the right direction and find a game or two within special teams to get us over that hump as well.
Great. And then, you know, the NFL and United Way has this new digital initiative focused on youth character development, and you know, you're kind of a part of that. Can you just maybe go into what that's all about, maybe your involvement in Character Playbook?
Yeah, Character Playbook has been around actually for a while, and EverFi the digital platform on which it sits on, and that's one of the companies I actually work with personally with my own organization, implementing a lot of programs in middle schools. But this year, the NFL is going to, they're partnering NFL, United Way, as well as EverFi to provide this service for free to any schools on one of the 32 teams' locations to have access to it. And it's geared towards middle school kids. You know, we talk about math and English, and we do all those things on a day-to-day basis in school, but I think we don't talk about character enough, and this is a great way to implement that into your school to help not just develop people's minds as far as, you know, how to read and write and think, but also how to act, how to treat people, how to step in a situation, especially in our society today when it's so polarizing, and be a bridge and bring people together. So those are all the type of things that you can learn through the program. I mean, if you're interested, you can go to characterplaybook.com. But it's really just focusing on leadership and developing the whole child, and not just the academic side or the athletic side, but, you know, also the relationship.
Yeah, those soft skills. Side. Right.
Exactly, that you need, because that's the type of society we live in, right? It's all about the people you know, how you treat people, what do they think of you, do they want to work with you, do you inspire them? And those are the type of people you normally want around you, because it's going to make you better. Right. And that's the whole really motive behind this partnership, is try to impact kids at a young age to create great people.
That's great. And then before I let you go, Lorenzo, I know you're down here for Super Bowl weekend. Just any thoughts on the game Sunday? You know, obviously the Patriots being in it. Do you have any rooting interests or friends on the other, you know, opposing teams?
Friends on both sides.
Sure.
So, you know, obviously I play with Stephon Gilmore. Ramon Humbert is up there in New England now as well. And then I have several Cal alum. I played with, on the Rams side, Sean McVay was a coach when I was in Washington, so I know him fairly well. So I really don't care who wins, because obviously I don't benefit neither way. But, if, you know, my heart is with the Rams, but my mind is thinking that Tom Brady and Belichick and the Patriots, the way they play the game, it's hard to beat. Especially the Rams, a younger quarterback. If they have a shot, it's going to come down to playing consistent, not doing anything that's going to beat themselves. And then Aaron Donald and Dominican Sue are going to have monster games as far as stopping that run, and then impacting Tom Brady in some type, sort of way on third downs and passing downs.
Got it. So are you going to be able to take some time off here and rest, or are you getting right back into training?
Yeah, I don't really rest. I do active rest.
Okay.
So I'm always doing – this past month been doing Pilates and riding my Peloton bike.
Right.
And this next month I'll start transitioning and doing some movement stuff, you know, lightweight, bodyweight type stuff, just keeping things going. I mean, that's one of the things I've learned over the years. You just got to keep the body moving, and then you can retain a lot of the things that you gained over the years instead of just sitting still and stagnant for, you know, 6 weeks and then trying to jump back into it. I mean, you got to deal with your lungs burning.
It's always interesting to see how you guys maintain that, you know, physical endurance, you know, even in the off season. And, you know, every guy's different. But, you know, I was interested to see, you know, your longevity in the league has been well documented. And so just curious what worked for you. And we wish you the best, you know, going forward, Lorenzo. I know that Bills fans are excited to see you get back on the field, you know, for one more year at least. Whatever this next year holds, we're open for a playoff run, that's for sure.
All right, appreciate you.
Yeah, thanks for your time. Take care.